All this week, we're in St. Joseph, Missouri, and today's stop is perhaps the place for which the city is best known. Remember, you can plan your own trip by logging on to stjomo.com. It's the place where the West officially started getting wild. The American Countryside returns after this. The Pony Express Museum and Stables celebrates a true milestone in 2010. The weekend of April 3rd will be the 150th anniversary, the first ponies and riders to leave this spot as part of the famous Pony Express.
Everybody likes reenactors, so about every hour those days, there'll be someone doing something over in the park, so you just got to come to Patey Park and enjoy all of that.
Riders will be leaving the stables on horseback at regular intervals to celebrate that first Mochila with Mail leaving the stables 150 years ago. Cindy Daffern says the Pony Express was a natural outgrowth of the need to quickly get mail and information from one side of the country to the other.
We're already doing the freight line. That's working. Well, what about if we relay with a horse and do it, and we do these stops along the way? You know, we think we can do it 10 to 14 days. The idea caught on, and here we are today looking at the relay system of mail that was instituted.
People from across the nation and around the world come here to see these historic stables.
Right here is a starting point, you know, because the train brought it in here. We were the one, you know, Atchison, Leavenworth wanted it, but they neither one had the train, didn't have the ability for that mail to come in here. And we know that the post office sorted the mail later on that track exactly the way that the Pony Express had set it up.
The Express is perhaps so well known because of the turbulent time in which it carried the mail, the very days when the Union was beginning to split apart.
We know that the Pony Express carried the letter that went to California that said, stay in the Union. Don't leave. Don't sell your forts out to the South. Don't do it.
It's a historic site celebrating 150 years. Traveling the Countryside, and brought to you this week by stjomo.com. In St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.